Grace be with you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We're studying the theme, Making Friends for God, the joy of sharing in his mission. Lesson 3, Seeing People Through Jesus' Eyes. Monday, a lesson in acceptance. In those days, Palestine can be divided in 3 areas. And they are divided in 3 categories. So the people in Jerusalem and Judea, they thought, we are the number one. We are highly educated in religious matters, and we know the scriptures. We are the best of the best. The second group, the Galileans. They were already less educated, and yes, in the eyes of the Judeans, well, second class. And the last were the Samaritans in the middle. This was a mixture of Assyrians and Israelites, when Samaria, the capital of northern Israel, was taken by the Assyrians in 722 before Christ. They took many people from Israel and sent them far away, and took Assyrians and settled them there. So people were a mixture of Assyrian and Israelitic culture, and the religion was a mixture, and it was not clean in the eyes of the Judeans. Now, when you want to go from Galilee to Jerusalem, you have to cross Samaria if you want to take the shortest way. Otherwise, you have to go around here, and it takes more time. Some people wanted to take more time than to go straight through Samaria, because their feet would be unclean then of the dust of the Samaritans. But Jesus took the direct route. And in Samaria, the capital, there happens the following. When Jesus and his disciples come there, Jesus rests at the well outside the city. Now, it happened that when he sat there alone, his disciples had gone into the village to buy some food. A woman approached this well, and she came there at noon, high noon, which was strange, of course. Then you don't go out there in the heat to get some water, either early in the morning or late in the evening. And that's the time when people meet at the well, beginning of the day, end of the day. But at noon, nobody is there. So this woman doesn't want to meet anyone. Therefore, she goes there at noon. And then she's surprised that a Jew is sitting there. And she wants to fill her jug and get off as soon as possible. But just when she wants to fill her jug, she hears a voice. Could you give me to drink? She turns around, surprised, and says, why? You are a Jew, a male Jew, and you ask me, a Samaritan woman. Why, sir? I've never experienced anything like that before. Why are you doing that? Jesus tells her, get your husband. And she says, I haven't any. And Jesus says, you're right. 5 men you have already had, and the 6th is not your husband. Her answer, I see you're a prophet. And they start a religious talk. When the disciples come back, they are astonished. Jesus talking to a Samaritan woman. Poor. Jesus is interesting, isn't he? And when Jesus had told her that he is the Messiah, she leaves her jug there, runs back. She leaves the jug so that she is quicker and tells everybody, come out and see the Messiah is out there. And all the people come. She was a missionary par excellence. The 12 disciples had not brought a single person to Jesus. But this woman, with a bad past, of course, she was the best missionary for Jesus.